Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment of the opening section of Shmoneh Esrei. I would like to go on to Kedusha. Kedusha, of course, in the Chazan's repetition, he completes the second bracha, and then there is the responsive Kedusha, and then after, immediately following Kedusha, or as the end part of Kedusha, we have the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh. So, just on a very general level, the idea of Kedusha is this is our moment as a congregation. You may only say Kedusha if you have a minyan. This is our moment as a congregation to say the psukim of praise that the angels say to Hashem. The two central psukim to Kedusha are Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, that Hashem is holy. We say the word holy three times. We'll speak about that a little bit. Melo Chol Haaretz Kvodo. The earth is full of his glory. That's one pasuk. And the other pasuk is Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. Blessed be the honor of God from his place. There is a third pasuk in Kedusha, but that's not core to Kedusha. The third pasuk is Yimloch Hashem Li'olam Elokeich Tzion L'dor V'dor Haluka. That God, the God of Zion, will rule forever. Praise God. But really the two core components are Kadosh, 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 that pasuk, and Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo. There are introductory and follow-up lines said by the Chazan between the psukim and before we begin with different nuschaos, different versions, Nikadesh, Naritzcha v'Nakdishcha, Keser Yitnu Lecha, different types of things, but those are all responsive type lines. So there are many halachos having to do with stopping one's tefillah to listen or interrupting one's tefillah to say, those really revolve primarily around those two psukim. If there's time at the end of the series, maybe we'll get into that a little bit. Another thing that's interesting is during Kedusha, we have our feet together like the angels. We also do this thing of kind of shifting our bodies upwards. When do we shift our bodies upwards? We do it during the recitation of the psukim. The common practice is kadosh, kadosh, kadosh for each kadosh. We shift our bodies upwards at the beginning of Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo and at the beginning of Gimloch. What's going on with that shifting our bodies upwards? So the standard pshat comes from the Shibolei Aleket. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, which discusses the scene when the Navi comes and sees the situation of God in his glory. And it says, Vayanu'u Amos Hasipim, that the doorposts shook. The idea is, at this moment of the angels praising God, there was such great trepidation before God that the doorposts shook. So the idea is, if the doorposts can shake in recognition and glorification of God, how much more so should we? So that's kind of like shifting upwards is supposed to represent our trepidation and trembling before God. Just an interesting thing. What is the pshat in the first pasuk that we mentioned in saying the word kadosh three times? So just to give you a number of possibilities, one pshat is actually something we say in the daily davening. If you think of Uvah L'Tzion Goel, there's a certain psukim that we say in Uvah L'Tzion Goel that's near the end of Shacharis, and we say certain Aramaic things in between the psukim. This is one of the things we get into. And the Aramaic explanation that we say in davening is that the first kadosh is to recognize that he's sanctified in his upper holy realms. The second kadosh is that he's sanctified in this world. He's sanctified through the beauty of nature. He's sanctified through what we do in this world, that we follow his mitzvos. And the third kadosh is that he's sanctified forever and ever, that the glorification of him is not limited by time in any way. That's one pshat. Another pshat, I believe this is from the Radak, is that we say it three times, and of course, this is of course what the angels say, that it's said three times as an emphasis that he is absolutely kadosh. Again, kadosh means he's totally beyond us. He's totally separate. There's nothing that can compare to him. So by saying it three times, it's to make it like in absolute terms, that there's absolutely nothing that can compare to him. I saw from the Sefer Melchames Mitzvah that the three Kadosh statements are across time, past, present, future. There is one more pshat said by the commentators that just the standard meaning of what the angels are saying when they say it is each one of the angels is kadosh. So kadosh, kadosh is they're kind of addressing each other. And then they say kadosh Hashem Tzvakos, that God is holy. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.